Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome to the weekday podcast. This is the podcast where we carve out about 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope really is to offer up a cup of encouragement. So if you listen to these daily, welcome back. If you're new to these, our hope is that you would jump in and make them part of your daily routine. And hey, if you haven't done it yet, I want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast using whatever app you use to listen to these. Subscribing makes it super simple for these podcasts to be delivered to your device every single day so you don't miss a single episode. Well, today on the podcast, I'm excited about talking about something that I think affects all of us. And recently, I talked to our staff about it, and I've still just been thinking about it a lot. It's this idea that every single one of us has a machine inside of us. Now, I know that sounds weird at first, but track with me for a few minutes. We have a machine inside of us that I'm calling the meaning machine. Now, let me use an example to just sort of describe this. My wife and I recently acquired a smoker. Now, if you don't know what a smoker is, ours looks like a small box that you fill with wood chips, and it's meant to cook things like ribs and pork and all those tasty Southern items. What you end up doing is you doctor up the meat. In our case, it was ribs. And then you let the smoker get up to temperature. Then you put the raw slabs of ribs inside of it. And then hours later, you pull out something amazing. You pull out fall-off-the-bone delicious ribs. In essence, this smoker is what a machine does. You put something into the machine, it does its thing, then something comes out of it. There's an input, there's an output, and then there's a machine in the middle that processes it. So when it comes to the smoker, whatever comes out of it is affected by several things, by wood chips, by the smoke produced by the wood chips, by the sauce or the seasoning that you use on the slabs, how long you leave it in there. There's a lot of things that go into it, but when you do it right, the smoker produces something unbelievable, some tasty ribs. But if you do something wrong in the process, you use the wrong kind of seasoning, wrong kind of sauce, or wrong temperature, something awful can come out as well. Well, let me talk a little bit about the machine now that you're starting to get hungry. Inside of us, we've got this machine. It's not a smoker. It doesn't require wood chips, but it does produce something, and it produces meaning. It produces context. It produces our interpretation of the world around us. And so similar to the example, we've got inputs, we have outputs, and we've got something in the middle that begins to produce what we do with it. And so let me give you another example. Let me use text messaging as an example. On iPhones, you can tell when somebody's texting you back. You see these three little dots. And I don't know if this has happened to you, but I've had those moments where I've been exchanging text messages with a friend. It came down to a point of decision, and then my friend responded back with one little four-letter word, the word sure, S-U-R-E. In that moment, your brain goes to work. In that moment, the machine inside your head goes to work to try to figure out what does the word sure actually mean. Have you been there before? Have you ever tried to figure out what that person was saying? Was that sure an excited sure? Was that, man, that's great? Was it, well, I guess that's okay, kind of sure. And so what begins to happen is the meaning machine has to figure that out. The meaning machine asks the question, well, was the word capitalized? Did it have an exclamation point? Was there a few periods after it? Was there a thumbs up emoji behind it? See, that machine inside your head tries to figure out what does that word sure actually mean? Now, if you're still tracking with me, and I hope you are, here's what I've found. Inside of us is this machine trying to figure out the world around us. And if we're not careful, there's two extremes that we'll fall into. One of them is great. The other one is bad. The first extreme that we fall into is we believe the best about something. And this is really a positive one. We believe the best, but here's the negative one that I find that most people, most machines produce, is instead of believing the best, we assume the worst. Now, let me tell you why that is so dangerous. If we allow ourselves to always assume the worst, we're going to miss out on what God has for us. See, when it comes to the smoker, there's a lot of things that affect the ribs that come out. There's the barbecue sauce, there's the temperature of the smoker, there's the length of time you leave it in there. But when it comes to our meaning machine, left to our human nature, we might be tempted to assume the worst about people and about the world. But I want to encourage you to add a couple of ingredients or a couple of filters to your machine. There's three of them, Christ's commands. Think about passages like Jesus saying, love your neighbor as yourself. Add that to the machine. Or what about passages about the fruit of the Spirit, that if you know Christ personally, he produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Add that to the machinery. Or what about this one, striving to be like Jesus, that we would begin to add that to the machinery and say, man, I want to live in alignment with Jesus. Because here's what I found. If we're not careful, we'll assume the worst. And so when there's no context, when there's input from somebody around us, they cut us off in traffic, they say something to us a little bit harshly, they ignore us, they don't pay attention to us. If we're not careful, we'll put that input into our machine and we'll assume the worst and we'll miss out on what God has for us. Paul tells us a little bit about the meaning machine in Romans 12. In verse 2, he says, do not copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way you think, changing the machinery. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, that which is good and pleasing and perfect. And so in these few minutes, it's hard to distill this big idea just to 5 minutes, but here's the encouragement today. If you want to change your life, change the way you think. And instead of assuming the worst about the people you work with or the people you're in relationship with, go to the other extreme and believe the best. Even if your past performance says they don't mean the best, believe the best about them. Because here's what I found. When you do that, not only is your heart protected, but your life is better, and it'll make all the difference in the world. Well, we're over time for today, but I hope today's podcast is helpful. If it was, please consider sharing these on social media or through email and help get the word out so that other people just like you can change their lives by changing the way they think today by thinking about the meaning machine. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.